Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Hey, good morning, G, man. I'll tell you, great weekend. Slept until 9 o'clock both days, Saturday and Sunday.
How late were you up?
Not late at all. Went to bed early. But, here's the thing. Last night, I go to bed and I wake up in the middle of the night realizing that I forgot to set the alarm.
Oh,
good catch. I don't know if that's ever happened to you before.
All the time.
That happened to me last night. So.
All the time it does. And then now I just have to check it 15 times a night. So if I wake up in the middle of the night, even if I've already set it, I have to go and check to see if I've set it because I'm deathly afraid of that happening to me.
Right, right. So 2:30 in the morning, I said, damn, I think I forgot to set the alarm. And of course I did. Oof. And then it's been restless since 2:30 and restless because trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to talk about in terms of Cam Newton? How's he going to fit the New England Patriots? You know, really, this is a no-brainer for the Patriots. I mean, you've wanted it for a long time. This is an incentive-laden contract. He's obviously got to rebuild his reputation. And what better place to go and do that than with Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels? And it kind of reminds me of what Jameis Winston's trying to do with New Orleans.
You know?
So if I can't find a spot where somebody thinks that I'm good enough to be a starter or trust me to be a starter or I'm coming off of an injury like Cam is coming off of, I got to try to find a place where at least I have a chance to maybe learn some offense, learn how to be an NFL quarterback all over again, and maybe, just maybe, I might get a chance to play. So the good news for Cam here is Jarrett Stidham is the number one guy going into camp, but that doesn't mean he's going to be the number one guy coming out of camp. And Cam is healthy. He's 31 years old. He's right in the middle of his prime. The problem is the last 2 years, he's dealt with foot and shoulder injuries, and I don't know where his accuracy is. I know the last year that he played significant amount of time, he had one of his better years in terms of accuracy and yards per completion. He also ran a lot, which also helps the accuracy issue because he's not throwing the ball away. But I would just say that, you know, this is a no-brainer really for me. I'm not overly excited about it other than the fact that, you know, it makes the Patriots interesting and the dynamic between the head coach and the quarterback and the quarterback's post-game press conferences, the way the quarterback carries himself, and whether or not it's going to fit within the scope of the way that the Patriots like to do things makes it really interesting.
Well, I remember having this conversation with you for weeks because the only place that was left that didn't have a firm starting quarterback where there was some sort of transaction made or a high draft choice in the draft where you couldn't bring in a Cam Newton to sort of stunt the growth of the guy that you just drafted, it was the New England Patriots. So he kept going back to that conversation and saying, would that happen? And I kept saying, I'd love to see it happen, but there's just no way, right? If he hasn't done it now, Bill Belichick, he's not going to do it. And then we always used to talk about, think about the difference about Bill Belichick and Cam Newton in press conferences. You cannot get any different. You've got one guy
right.
who wears cut-off, stinky sweatshirts, who hasn't said a thing in 25 years, who deflects every question, and another guy where it's like Fashion Week in Cannes, who is saying a bunch of stuff that is pissing people off left and right. So you've got two guys that are complete polar opposites of one another, and that's going to be fascinating to watch. And it seems to me that Cam Newton is at this point in his career where, you know, he's going to get this chance and he's going to make the most of it. It's not, you know, I don't want to say humbled because, you know, injuries are what did it. It's not like he was healthy and cocky and just was bad. But, you know, he had a lot of injuries. So he's gotten to this point now where I think he's going to listen to Josh McDaniels. I think he's going to listen to Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. And I think he's going to be great. I really do believe that. But he's going to have to be a different player.
Wow.
He's got to be a little bit of a different player because that Cam that was running around all over the place and getting clocked and getting these injuries, he has to reinvent himself. And he's good enough to do that. One of the best seasons I've ever seen from a single NFL football player was that year he won the MVP in 2015. He was that good. And I understand that that's a long time ago now. We're going to talk in 5 years. But you mentioned it, 31 years old. He is not a dinosaur. He can do this. And the fact that he was cut, nobody wanted him. Belichick's bringing him in on an incentive-laden deal. I think he's ready to explode. It's going to be a fun story to watch.
Okay. It'll be a fun story. I don't know about ready to explode.
Oh, he is, man. He's coming. Let's
you know,
go.
There's another player there, Jared Stidham, you know, who they've seen.
Stop.
I understand. I know you want to say stop. They said the same thing about Tom Brady 20 years ago when I said, yeah, Tom Brady's there, and, you know, so is Drew Bledsoe. Stop. I don't want to hear about Tom
Brady. If that happens again, that would be a shocker.
Okay,
I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime type of situation.
The interesting thing is that Jared Stidham is also from Auburn, which is where Cam Newton obviously won the Heisman Trophy and everything else. So you have a younger Auburnite, if you will, playing with Cam Newton. So that's going to be – the whole thing's going to be interesting. But I will say that Cam Newton's going to have to modify his approach.
Sure.
You know, if we get into a week or two of the season and everything, and all of a sudden things are really – he's struggling. He's not getting the offense. They don't like the way things are going. He's giving, you know, crazy interviews or whatever it may be, you know. Could I see him get cut too? Yeah, of course, because this doesn't hurt the Patriots one way or the other. Now, what does hurt the Patriots is the fact that they got a third-round draft pick taken away from them, and they got fined over $1 million for the camera incident against the Bengals last year. It's idiotic. I can't believe the Patriots even went down this road. But the point being is that if Cam Newton does show something for the Patriots and does play well for the Patriots, and then he goes on the open market as a free agent, much like Teddy Bridgewater did after his two-year stint down in New Orleans, that means the Patriots most likely will get that third-round draft pick back in the form of a compensatory pick the next year. So it's almost like the Patriots are kind of protecting the draft for next year by signing Cam Newton to an incentive-laden contract this year. If, in fact, he plays well and then does go somewhere else next year as a free agent, which is what I would think that Cam would be hoping. But then again, so is Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston's going to be hoping for that. And I would also think that Andy Dalton may be hoping for that as well.
It is genius PR. You find out when the findings are going to be released and the punishment's going to be released on this latest taping scandal, and then you beat them by an hour, and you tell everybody that Cam Newton is coming to the Patriots. I mean, it really is amazing how they were able to do that, because I think that most of us, and I'm not saying that this is going to be ignored today, it's not, but you know, most of us are tired of this. I mean, it was crazy when it happened again. We've talked about the Patriots and the taping, just one of those things that you hear and you're like, oh, it's like fatigue with the Belichick and the videotaping. It's almost like having a friend in your life who can't fix that one part of him, like whether he's always late or he's always lying or he's always something, right? And then you just learn to live with it, and it's just a part of that person. Like, that's the way I feel about the Patriots and cheating. It's like, it's always there. Like, it's just always going to happen. Like, if they did it again this year, I'd just be like, ah, whatever. It's the Patriots. Like, what do you expect?
You know? It's almost like there's an edict that comes down where the edict is, look, man, do whatever you can do within the rules, but push the rules as far as you can push them. And if we get nailed with something, we're getting nailed with something. If you remember, Belichick basically took himself out of this one as well, much like he did out of Brady and Deflategate. But, you know, look, you're the head guy. You're the guy that has the 9 Super Bowls. You're the guy that's, you know, got the 6 Super Bowl champions as the head coach. You're the one that's lauded as the greatest head coach in the history of football. You have to accept responsibility for all of this. So maybe they did it for that reason. It sounds like it. It feels like it. This is a weird coincidence. No, I don't think so. I think this is definitely the reason why they probably waited to announce. Cam Newton because they wanted to wait until they got the penalty from the NFL to kind of camouflage some of this stuff. But again, what does it matter? I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. They're going to do more crap. Somebody's going to catch them at something else, and they're going to get banged again somewhere along the line. You just hope that the penalties that are given to them, and it doesn't seem like it has any effect, but you would like to think that there's going to be some, okay, we got to knock this stuff. We got to knock it off. It's not good for PR. It's not good for the football team. It's not good moving forward. We're losing money. We're losing draft picks. But it doesn't seem to – it really impact them in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, all it is going to serve as an argument point for those who don't like Bill Belichick in the future when you're comparing the best of the best and Tom Brady and all this reign that the Patriots have had. People who want to rain on it, and no pun intended, but those who want to diminish it are going to go to this stuff. That's all it means. Bill Belichick's still going to the Hall of Fame. All those Super Bowl championships are never going to be taken away. Tom Brady's going to go to the Hall of Fame. We're going to look back on what the Patriots did in this era and probably never see it again. All it's going to be is for, teams in the AFC East, teams in the AFC, Belichick, Brady, Patriot haters will say, yeah, they cheated, but they cheated, but they cheated. And he's never going to be like this coach. He's never going to be like that coach because he cheated. And really, that doesn't mean anything. It just doesn't.
What happens if Patrick Mahomes wins like the next three Super Bowls? Then all of a sudden we are seeing the same thing between he and Andy Reid, but a different type of thing. And I think a much more, I feel on the open market, a much more likable guys.
But remember,
Tom Brady is breaking NFLPA rules by, running these practices with his teammates at this private high school down in Tampa Bay,
right.
Just shunning, his responsibility as setting the example for the rest of us, not even wearing a mask out on the field, for God's sake.
Yeah, well, him with the germs and the whole lifestyle, he doesn't think anything can take him down. He doesn't care.
Yeah, I understand that.
I bet you if you got, candid Tom Brady about coronavirus, he would say some shocking things.
I'm sure he would. Now, speaking of coronavirus and shocking things, so summer training is going to be starting for Major League Baseball this coming Wednesday. The players will be reporting. Now, the players and the owners obviously have been at odds for the last 3 months. So obviously the players and the owners have not gotten together for any reason for any testing or any of that stuff. And then testing is going to start this week. And this is going to be really interesting to see how many players in Major League Baseball test positive for COVID-19 the first time that they get tested. And that's what's going to end up happening. And this is why these teams, have 60 players on their, on their roster and their summer's training roster and all this other stuff. And the other interesting thing about all of this is the amount of players that there are and the lack of room that there is. Believe it, as big as Yankee Stadium and Citi Field are, they're not equipped to handle 60 baseball players and coaches and front office people and, all the different attachments that go along to a baseball team. It's just not. And it's going to be interesting to see how they work this whole thing out. I would imagine some of the players will be in the visiting locker room. Some will be in the home locker room. There'll be staggered times. I know there are five mounds there. It seems like there's 100 pitchers on each team. And also Joel Sherman looks like, it's reported that the Nationals and the Yankees will open up the 2020 season down in Washington.
Yeah, I love it. On that Thursday, so there'll be sort of a prime time start before the rest of the schedule starts the next day on Friday. So why not feature the most recognizable brand in the sport and the reigning World Series champion to get this thing going? I mean, I think that's tremendous. It's exciting. I mean, those who have been pushing back on this Major League season with this 60-game season, I think, are starting to get into it a little bit more. I know that with all the baseball fans in my life, I haven't heard a thing about them complaining about it. I mean, I know some people that have called our show don't like it, but a lot of bar owners, people who are out and about, are thrilled, especially those who
open.
Well, yeah, and I see that they're closing, Texas, Florida, even in Allegheny County, or at least in Pennsylvania, they're closing bars again, too, because my timeline, I still have Pittsburgh people on my timeline, and they were losing their crap last night because they had to close bars again.
A lot of young people coming down with COVID-19 these days.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, still around here, though. I look at the numbers every day, and we've been damn good. So I get it, what's going on out there, but
It's going to be really interesting to see how many players actually test positive here.
You got an over-under?
I don't, but I, it's not.
Do they have that up on FanDuel Sportsbook?
Over-unders. No,
they should. That'd be a good one.
I have no idea. I don't know who's been tested, how many times they've been tested. All I know this would be officially the first time that they get tested by their respective teams because they haven't been around their teams.
Yeah.
So this, you know, much like what the hockey players are going through now. So the hockey players are actually practicing, but they're practicing in small numbers. And, you know, there's like six guys on the ice at a time. You know, it's more for skating, it's more for conditioning, it's more for hand-eye coordination, that type of thing. I'm sure they're doing some drills. I'm sure there's a goalie out there. I'm sure there's some shooting and all that other stuff. But they, you know, they haven't brought all of their teams together yet either. And that will be probably a 30-man roster, it looks like. So they have not got to that point yet. So, but there are guys skating. Like, you know, Matt I know is skating, and I know that he goes on the ice with a short, you know, a small number of guys. And they're just working on drills and skating drills and puck handling drills, those kinds of things. There's no interaction, really. There's no hitting. There's no, sure, you know, and when they are in the locker room, they're far apart because there's only about six of them. So this will be interesting, too, also, when the teams come back together and they bring all 30 of their players together. So now baseball's all coming back at once.
Yep.
And this testing is going to get started, and it's going to be really interesting to see how many players come down with COVID-19 before we even get started here. And the other thing, too, is we're seeing, I think it's 18 or 19 NBA players now have all tested positive. A few other players now have opted out of the Orlando tournament to the championship. And Rudy Gobert says he still has symptoms from his initial foray into
COVID-19. Still can't smell things the way he used to smell things. And the doctors tell him it would maybe take up to a year for him to be able to regain his full sense of smell, which is very frustrating, I would imagine, for Rudy Gobert and anybody else dealing with that. I know whoever the Mets, their first guy to test positive, will be comically appropriate. Like, it'll be like Edwin Diaz or someone like that. Like,
Cespedes.
You just know. Yes, Cespedes is right. It'll be something like that.
It'll be like Stanton or Judge for the Yankees.
It would be Giancarlo Stanton for the Yankees. It'll be Edwin Diaz for the Mets. And then we'll all go, of course.
It will definitely be Sam Darnold for the Jets.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Right.
100%. We know these guys are taking precautions. It'll be okay. But I could just see it. It would just be like the sports talk dream for callers calling up. This guy can't stay healthy. It's unbelievable. It's either a hamstring or it's the COVID-19. I did see this story about Gerrit Cole and his wife and how she is expecting a baby any day, and she wants, or she's guessing, you know, what will happen first. You know, the baby arriving here in this crazy time in 2020, or Gerrit Cole having to go to this spring summer training situation.
And dude, I said, wait a second.
I said, where is the Matt and Sydney story? Because that's even more interesting to us and should be more interesting to the local. And we know Gerrit Cole is a Yankee, but I mean, you want to talk about a localized story here. Where is that one? Or where's the baby NHL season situation? That's what we need to be talking about, because that's a hell of a lot more juice there, in my opinion. Because we've got Grandpa Esiason over there waiting patiently.
Boompa.
Boompa. Yeah, that's right.
Right. So we're I think everybody's hoping that before Matt has to leave and go to wherever the hub city that they'll send him to, it sounds like Las Vegas, we're hoping that the baby is born prior to that. Hopefully Sydney somewhere, you know, in the middle of July. We'll give birth and everything will be good, and Matt can be around and we'll be here for all that, and then he'll take off to go play hockey.
So what is the date that you believe he's going to have to jet off to potentially Vegas?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think until I don't think until later in July.
It'll be good then, right?
Yeah, yeah. It should be okay. We all have our fingers crossed, and we're hoping. And Sid's doing great, and she's about ready to, you know, she's about done with it. You know what I mean?
I know that stage.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that stage, and then many of my friends who have gone through this, they hit that stage, and then I talk to their, you know, the husband, and the husband's like, "Yeah, we're about done with this right now. It's ready to have this baby and get moving." But like, the stress level already for something like this when it's your first child is through the roof, and then you got to add this wrinkle into it. Like, when am I leaving? What's going to happen around this time?
Well, the other thing too, he's still going to the rink.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And he's skating and he's practicing and he's around other people, even though they are social distancing and doing the best they can. So there's also that risk as well. But, you know, everybody's being extremely, extremely careful and obviously don't want to put Sydney in any bad situations. And everything's been great. Everything has been great to this point. And hopefully we'll finish off great. And we'll all be extremely ecstatic here, hopefully, in a couple weeks.
Yeah, let's go, Newsday. I know you've been ignoring Boomer the last few months, and you kept him off a few lists and whatever. This is the story you need to write. I don't know if it's Neil Best. I don't know if it's Mark
Probably
Herman.
Andrew
Does he
Gross.
Still work there?
It would be Andrew Gross at Newsday.
Andrew Gross, yeah, come on. Let's go. Let's write this story. People are interested in it. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan, CBS Sports Network, and radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.